Pope Francis says the Catholic Church should seek forgiveness for its mistreatment of people who are gay. He made that and other comments on a plane. He was holding an airborne press conference on his return from a visit to Armenia, and NPR's Sylvia Poggioli was on board that plane. She's on the line now. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Steve.
What exactly did the Pope say?
Well, he was asked if he agreed with comments by his close advisor, Cardinal Reinhard Marx, acknowledging the church's mistreatment of gays, particularly in light of the recent massacre at the gay nightclub in Orlando. At the mention of Orlando, the Pope looked pained. He closed his eyes and shook his head in dismay, and he said,
Io credo che la Chiesa non solo deve chiedere scusa.
I think the church has to apologize not only to the gay person it has offended, but also to the poor, to women who are exploited, to children forced into labor, and for having blessed so many weapons in the past.
How does this fit in with other things that the Pope has said about gay people?
Well, you know, in 2013, shortly after he was elected, he uttered one of the defining quotes of his papacy. And yesterday, he repeated that statement, just switching it to the plural.
Una persona che ha quella condizione.
If a person in that situation has goodwill and is looking for God, who are we to judge? Last time he said, who am I to judge? But this time he's speaking for the church. Now, the Pope also said that some cultures have different attitudes toward gays, and some gay pride demonstrations are perhaps over the top for some people. However, that does not justify marginalization of gays. But, you know, however welcoming his attitude is, it does not mean the Catholic Church is likely to change soon its teachings that while homosexual tendencies are not sinful, homosexual acts are.
I guess we should mention that this is a little bit off the news, these remarks about gays and lesbians, a little bit off the news that the Pope intended to make because he was visiting Armenia, as we said, and reignited tensions with Turkey by talking about a genocide. What was he saying?
Well, you know, the word genocide had not been included in the prepared text of the Pope's speech at the Armenian Presidential Palace. And when he was asked why he added it, he said, in Argentina, that's the word that's used. He said while he was Archbishop of Buenos Aires, he made many friends in the large Armenian community. And he said it would have sounded strange for him not to use that word.
And this is a World War I era episode in which 1.5 million or so Armenians were killed, right?
That's right. And Turkey rejects the genocide label. And yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister, Nurettin Çanıkkale, said the Pope's words reflect the mentality of the Crusades. The Vatican spokesman, Father Federico Lombardi, rejected the accusation.
If someone listens to the Pope or reads what the Pope has written or has said, there is nothing of a spirit of crusade. It is a spirit of dialogue, of building peace, of building bridges, and not walls.
Did the Pope talk about the very biggest news the last few days, Britain's vote to leave the European Union?
Oh, yes, he did. And, you know, the Pope is a strong believer in a united Europe. He said unity is always superior to conflict, but he admitted that the European Union has lost its way.
C'è qualcosa che non va in quella unione massiccia.
There is something that doesn't work in that unwieldy union, but let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. The two key words for the European Union are creativity and fruitfulness. That's the challenge. So, you know, once again, Pope Francis has showed that he's not afraid to speak bluntly and tell it like it is.
NPR Sylvia Poggioli, now back in Rome. Sylvia, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.